Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So we have ghanima and we have fate. The fate that is not a result of any fighting, this goes totally to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning it goes to the treasury of the Muslims. And the ruler puts it in the things that benefit the Muslims. Of course, not for himself only. And that is why the Prophet of Bani Nadir, what did he do with this fate? He took what is enough for him and his family for a whole year, which is peanuts. If you talk about a year's salary, it's nothing. And the rest, the Prophet got it back to the Muslims in whatever they need. Okay, what about al-ghanima? Hadith number 410 tells us that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, after getting the booty of war, they got a lot of camels, a lot of sheep. Ibn Umar says, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave 11 or 12 camels to each warrior. So what is it to be spent, or how do we divide the booty of al-ghanima? After fighting and war, it has to be divided into five divisions or five shares. One share, this goes to Allah and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا غَنِمْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَأَنَّ خُمُسَهُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. So one of it has to go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and to the welfare of the people, the Muslims in general. First of all, it also goes to the relatives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning Banu Abd al-Muttalib and Banu Hashim, because they do not take sadaqah. So they have to have their portion of the khums, the one-fifth of the ghanima. And it goes to the orphans. It goes also to the poor, and it goes to Ibn al-Sabil, the one who's traveling and he's stranded. These are the five mentioned in the ayah in chapter 8, Surah Al-Anfal. This is one-fifth of what you gain after fighting and battle, known as al-ghanima. The other one, al-fay, it all goes to the Prophet ﷺ. Nowadays, it all goes to the treasury of the Muslims. Also, there is part of what is won in war to be given. Now, one-fifth goes, as mentioned, of al-ghanima, to the divisions we mentioned. What about the four-fifth? The four-fifth of whatever is won goes to the warriors. And this is what the Prophet used to do, alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is why Ibn Umar said, each one of us got 12 camels. 12 camels, a lot of money. Not only that, extra, one also bonus. So there is sort of a bonus to the warriors. We have the army, we have platoons going for expedition, small groups of soldiers. These soldiers, in the beginning, they get one quarter. And if they are going back, they get one third of whatever they gather in their expeditions, in the small skirmishes and here and there, not talking about the full army. And this becomes as an incentive. The Prophet used to give, alayhi salam, for a person on his foot, one share. And a person on his horse, three shares. One for the rider and two for the horse. One would say, what would the horse do with it? The two shares are for the owner of the horse so that he would take care of the horse and make it ready, and preparation of the equipment of war is very important. Nowadays, you can say we don't have horses, but we have, for example, fighter jets. So the man would get two shares for his plane. Camels are equivalent to tanks. So the tanks are also compared. One would say, akhi, but the pilot doesn't own the aircraft. In this case, no problem. He gets one share. Two shares of the aircraft will go to the Ministry of Defense, or would go to the treasury of the Muslims. We open the floor for Q&As. So let's get the first question from the brother here.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
My question is from previous section. Since you said if the enemies are invading the Muslim land, so the Muslims are on a jihad with them. But suppose if the Muslim brother from the another country is going to support their brother in the invaded land, so he will get the ajr?
Okay, the brother is asking on the Muslims going to another country to defend it against the army. So for example, country is being invaded by the Muslims there. If a brother from another country goes to that country to help, would he get the reward? And the answer is yes, but the problem is that you weigh the pros and cons and you find that the cons are far greater. And we've seen this in all countries in the world. Brothers who come from different countries to help, first of all, become a burden. They're not acquainted to the nature of the land. They're not equipped to fight like them. They cannot blend within. And they're not as well trained as the people of the country. Secondly, we've seen that these people, because they don't have a flag to fight under, they make their own flags, and then you don't have an emir. And then you end up by them fighting each other. Thirdly, a lot of the hypocrites in these countries capture them and sell them as, not slaves, but sell them to the Western countries as being enemy combatant, and end up in doing things that has more harm than good to the Muslims. Therefore, it is only mandatory upon the people in that country to fight. And if they don't have enough means, then the closer to them have to support them, and Allah knows best.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Alaikum salam.
Can a woman do jihad? Is it recommended for her?
Women are not supposed to do jihad. They requested the Prophet ﷺ for jihad, and he said, you have the best of jihad, that is the Hajj. So women's jihad is Hajj, and they should not fight because it's not fitting for them to enlist, and a lot of bad things could happen. However, if a woman was attacked, or the country or the town she's in was attacked, and she has the ability to fight, yes, it is the obligation on every child, woman, and man to defend their country or to defend their city.
Sheikh, as in the Hadith, it is mentioned that one of the Sahabi took a shawl or cloth from that and he wear it. So Prophet said that he's what wearing is the fire. So it means what kind of booty is haram not to carry or something like that?
Okay. The Hadith the brother is referring to is that one of the companions, and it's said that he's the one responsible for the things of the Prophet ﷺ, while in Ghazwat al-Khandaq, in the battle of the trench, an arrow that no one knows who shot it killed him. So the people said, Masha Allah, may Allah bless him, he is a martyr in the cause of Allah. And the Prophet said, by Allah, this cloak that he took from the booties before it was divided is burning in his grave. And they looked and they found that he took a cloak. So this highlights the danger of taking something of the booty of war before it is being divided by the ruler, by the leader, and given to you. So you find a watch, nobody's watching, I take it. This is haram, this is called ghulul. So the Prophet tells us that it is burning on him because he stole something that belongs to the Muslims before it was divided. The brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
As-salam.
As you said that there will be a special sign for Muazzin on the day of resurrection, is it for only the Muazzin who continuously calls or whoever interested in Azan and gives the Azan whenever he gets the opportunity?
No, it appears that this is an occupation. This is something that a man is doing throughout his day, throughout his life. Not for a person that he makes Adhan once every 2 days or once every day. No, it is a Muazzin. This is his description. A man who calls for the Adhan for Dhuhr only, he's not considered to be a Muazzin. And Allah knows best. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.